Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a road!
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, where it is. I mean, the gifts just keep coming, don't they? Welcome, as I said, to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. That's right, folks. We are live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And please don't forget, too, if you have not already, download the free WORL FM AM app into your smart devices, because you're not going to want to miss a minute of this show, or hopefully not any of our shows. Anyway, I am the political mad scientist slash philosopher Christopher Hart. On the bridge is Nick the Marathon Man Lo Cicero. 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to take part in the action here today. Got some great guests lined up for today and all week long, actually. Got Abe Katzman going to check in from New York City, skyscrapers and everything. Here in just a little while, John Barros is going to be with us in the second hour of the show. He's bringing a friend of his with him. And Jeff Dearborn of the Go Fi Five project is going to be here, that Kickstarter project we've been talking about. So we've got an action-packed show lined up for you today. And so let me just get right down to business here. Of course, the media is all still stirred up, you know, sort of like a hornet's nest over this travel ban. And it is indeed a travel ban, and it is indeed constitutional, and it is indeed legal. As we have been telling you folks about, if you've been listening to this show for the last couple of years, we've been talking about this very instant, if you will, in time. We've been talking about how this could be done, how it is legal, and how it is constitutional. There is something that is called the McCarran-Walter Act, which was passed and signed into law in 1952. That would have meant that Harry S. Truman signed it into law, and with a lot of Democrat support. And the McCarran-Walter Act, by the way, has been held up by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court gives extremely wide latitude to the president when it comes to the border issues and who can, the immigration policy. And this law says that the president can ban pretty much any doggone body he wants to from coming into this country, and yeah, pretty much for any reason he wants to, or she. I'm stretching it a little bit there, but it does give the president wide latitude. And as we have explained on this show before several times, if not many times over the last couple of years, it, and by the way, now everybody else is talking about it. Thank you, Donald Trump, that Jimmy Carter implemented this act. And when the Iranian hostage crisis was going on, he not only barred Iranians from coming here, he sent 15,000 of them packing home. Thank you very much. One Barack Hussein Obama implemented this act, and both by presidential proclamation, executive order, whatever you want to call it. And that was in 2011 when he barred Iraqis for 6 months from coming into this country. And then in 2015 is when they began to put together the list of this, which ended up being seven countries. I believe they put on four or five in 2015 and came back and added a couple last year. The Barack Obama administration did. And those are the seven countries that are on the travel ban. And it's not because Muslims are there. It's maybe they are, maybe they aren't. Of course, there are. But the bottom line is that is where there is absolute chaos going on, where you have total breakdown in law and order. The gangs and the militias and the terrorist organizations rule the day. And these are the organizations that even the Obama administration, I mean, the states that even the Obama administration could not ignore. Now, they've said maybe they'll add some more, maybe not. But the bottom line is there is nothing illegal whatsoever nor unconstitutional about what Donald J. Trump did on Friday and was implemented over the weekend. And so anybody that you see on the television or hear on the radio or see on the internet are, if they say something different, if they're ranting on about being unconstitutional, no, they're either lying or stupid. And the theme to last night's show was stuck on stupid. So there's a lot of people stuck on stupid right now, ladies and gentlemen. You got to understand that. that Donald Trump has got a lot of people stuck on stupid because they can't figure this dude out, right? And by the way, Donald Trump, in a lot of ways, just a little side note, reminds me of a buddy of mine, old Dean Groover. Now, Dean is a cowboy. And, literally. I mean, he's cows, moo, all that stuff, right? Back when I was going to college, I worked on the on a road construction crew with alongside Dean for a while. And one day, we came across a rattlesnake amongst the equipment. And, of course, you can't just sort of let it go. You kind of need to dispose of it because it could hide in the equipment and end up biting somebody. So old Dean was called into action. Now, here's what Dean did to capture the rattlesnake. First, the snake was kind of crawling across the road, the dirt road, and under a bridge down there in the beeline. And he got the snake to coil up. He sort of did a little dance in front of it, far enough in front of it that the snake struck, he wouldn't hit him. But he got the snake to coil up, and then he started wiggling the fingers of one hand in front of the snake while he snuck around to the side. And while the snake was fixed on the wiggling fingers, he reached around and grabbed it by the back of the neck and caught it. That's what Trump is doing. He's wiggling his fingers. And the media are just having hissy fits. Oh, they can't stand it. And the protesters, oh, they get caught. They're willing to go out in the middle of the night. Oh, it's just, oh, whoo-wee. Oh, my Lord. In the meantime, he's going about business. He's taking care of business. He's going to cut off the snake's head, you see. And you catch the snake by dangling something in front of it that it gets fixated on. And the media is fixated on the pictures and the protests and all of that. And, oh, lo and behold, there was confusion in a government agency. Wow. You know, I've never heard of that happening before. What, 106 people got held up in an airport because of some form of confusion? Why, Lord heavens, that never happens, does it? No. No, people never get delayed in airports for all sorts of reasons, do they? And by the way, the six who were delayed, once everything was cleared through, they got cleared through into the country. And the one guy that the media focused the most on, the interpreter, turns around and he likes Trump. Yeah, so, you know, this is just it's a bunch of, but so there's the legal aspect of this, and then there is the, of course, the political aspect of this. And you got a lot of people out there. I was listening to Michael Medved. Oh, this is stupid. It doesn't accomplish anything. And I thought maybe he was listening to my show last night because, you know, we were using the theme stuck on stupid. Anyway, he thinks it doesn't do something. I think it does. I think it sends a distinct message. It does put a hold on people coming and going from those countries. You never know. What are we supposed to do? Wait until somebody? Here's the excuse. Well, not one terrorist has come from any of these seven countries. Well, lo and behold, that is not exactly accurate, because a fella by the name of Usama bin Laden hung out in Somalia for a while. So you just can't. I mean, we can you know, make connections. We can draw a string. The point is, what they are doing is they are taking action. I think it was either Teddy Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, or Harry Truman. If somebody out there knows, perhaps you can call and tell me. I don't have time to look up right now. But they said, when it comes to decision making, the best decision is the right decision. The next to best decision is the wrong decision. And the worst decision is no decision at all. So at worst, Donald Trump is at least next best. I think it's the best thing, because it does send a message. It does close our borders to those people coming, transiting through those countries directly to the United States. I mean, it's just common freaking sense. Michael Medved practically made the case for it and then turned around and called it stupid. I don't know who's stuck on stupid. I ask you. All right, let's go to Brian, because he has a question about this issue. Brian, thank you for calling.
How are you doing today?
Excellent, sir. Appreciate you calling.
I had a question. I'm not against the ban, not one bit. My question to
you, by the way, real quick on that, Reuters came out with a poll just today on this issue, 57-33 in favor of the ban.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
All right, go ahead.
I'm surprised it's actually not a little bit more.
So you're in good company.
My question to you is, and maybe hopefully this will change in the next few days, but it looks, I'm a big Trump supporter, it just looks bad to me that, like, that Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Turkey, people that he's done work with in the past when it comes to personal business, he didn't bar. That rubs me the wrong way, as of, because especially, I think we all can agree, Saudi Arabia, besides with the oil, if it's somebody we don't tend to like very much, but we use them for our resources. So I was confused. That kind of was like, why?
Well, real quickly, let me kind of go down the list. First of all, we have security agreements with Saudi Arabia. We have bases there. We have military personnel there. So it's a bit of a different arrangement. It's a friendlier arrangement. And they have a sovereign government. See, part of the difference is none of these seven nations on the list has a truly sovereign government, has no form of law and order, has no record keeping, no bookkeeping, if you will. So there's no way to know who the heck anybody is. In Saudi Arabia, they know who everybody is. In Turkey, they're a member of NATO. And once again, they have a sovereign government such as it is. So there is, in essence, there is a distinct difference in the list of seven from the rest. And by the way, they have said that there may be more coming. But so, you know, it's not yet an entirely done deal. But what Trump is doing more than anything else is he's sending a very distinct and strong message, and that is we ain't doing business like we used to do it anymore. And we're going to take action, and we're going to do it right now, and we're going to keep you guessing in the process.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you for the question, Brian. God bless you. I appreciate the call. All right. Got to take a break. When we come back, Abe Katzman is going to join us from New York City. You can join us as well, no matter where you are. 407-774-8255. If I'm wrong, tell me where and why.
FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepard. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Typical slowdown still on I-4 eastbound. You're on the brakes at the Turnpike, and then South Orange Blossom Trail to Ivanhoe is heavy. Slow Fairbanks to Maitland, and 417 to the bridge is also heavy from an earlier crash. On the westbound side, Ivanhoe to the Turnpike, slow and go, and then past 192, it's heavy. Typical on the 417 and the 408. We've got new crashes, Red Bug Lake Road right in front of the Oviedo Mall, and South Orange Blossom Trail at Whisper Lakes Boulevard with a lane block. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, that big music means it's time for the big man coming to us tonight from the big city. That, of course, is Abe Katzman. Abe, how you doing?
I am doing okay.
Excellent.
So far, I've dodged all the protests.
So far, yeah. Well, you haven't made it out of the country yet, have you?
That's true. I got to go to the airport in a couple of days.
All right, you never know what you might run into down there. First of all, your thoughts about the travel ban?
Well, it's I've got to say they're mixed. All in all, I think it was, you know, the theory of it, I'm fine with. My big problem with it is I don't think it was explained well. When they rolled it out, they probably should have given a better explanation, especially if they're going to be doing something along the lines of denying entry to people who already hold green cards. I mean, these are people who were already vetted, and it just kind of gave the opponents of this just a huge target to go after. Now, it's quite possible that a lot of the green card holders, that the Trump administration felt that they weren't properly vetted. But if that's the case, explain it. There's a case to be made for this, a very clear one, and I just don't think they made it. So, in terms of substance, I don't really have a problem. But in terms of how they managed it, I just didn't think that was so effective. And I understand there would have been huge protests no matter what they would have done. They could have said we're putting a ban on Al Qaeda people coming in from Somalia, and people would have gone ballistic.
But at the same time, I think they may have done themselves more harm than they needed to do by doing it this way.
Well, the bottom line, though, is it's implemented. It now evidently everybody knows what it's going to be. And so from this point forward, it should be fairly uneventful, right?
You'd think so. I mean, there are going to be, I'm sure that you're going to see sob stories from, you know, from here on. There are, you know, it's funny, in Israel, there is a reaction to this. And there are people who, in Israel, I don't get this, but there are people primarily on the left who are actually protesting this in Israel. Now, why it's any of their business, I really don't understand, but they seem to have decided this is something they have to protest. And, I mean, I think it's kind of offensive when they make the comparison, as so many of the Jewish groups in this country have been doing, to say this is almost like, it's like during the Holocaust when refugees weren't allowed in. It's like, no, it really isn't.
Lots different. And, yeah, that should be offensive because it is absolutely a lot different. It's almost opposite, as a matter of fact, in reality. But,
yeah,
you know, Trump is just, he's going to, I mean, he's kind of like, in a way, a bull in a china shop. I mean, he's going to go in there and he's going to make decisions and he's going to implement them. And then they're going to kind of more or less have to clean up a bit of a mess, if you will. It's kind of like making stuff in the kitchen at the end of the day. You know, you got flour on the counter and stuff. Somebody's got to come in and clean it up. But the guy's going to be in there cooking and making stuff. I don't know if perhaps we can expect anything different.
I don't know. I imagine I don't think they look forward to having as much flack as they're getting, but maybe they do. My guess is that they will learn a lesson from how they did this, and the next controversial executive order, which seems like, you know, every 48 hours there's probably going to be one, maybe they'll do a slightly better job of presenting it to the people. And that way, when the protesters are out there, most of the country is going to look at them and think these people are on the fringe. I think for the most part, with this, in this case, they already think that.
I think that maybe that's part of the plan. They had Chuck Schumer supposedly crying over the weekend and people making fun of the guy. I mean, he's the highest ranking Democrat in the government right now, and he looks like a buffoon. I don't know.
Well, I don't think that he is a guy who comes across well in any circumstances to most of the country.
Right.
Good. Let him be the face. Let him go out there and make his, you know, seemingly insincere, over the top criticisms. But again, I think that if there were, you know, the point at which this should be debated could be moved. You can kind of move the argument a little bit. So had they at least made an explanation of what they were doing with the green card holders, I think they would have gone, it would have gone a long way to, at least, you know, there are a lot of people in the middle on this, and I think at least they would have nodded their head and said, okay, that makes sense. It's debatable, but it makes sense.
All right, I'll grant you that. All right, but I got to take a break. So, Abe, please stay with me. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you'll stay with us as well. Abe's coming to us tonight from New York City, making his way back to Jerusalem. And you can find his work at his website, abekatzman.com, with an S.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House is firing back at a group of American diplomats who are voicing dissent with Donald Trump's temporary travel ban on citizens from 7 Muslim-majority countries. The diplomats circulated a memo arguing that Trump's order won't make America safer, that it runs counter to American values, and that it will fuel anti-American sentiment around the world. In response, White House spokesman Sean Spicer is challenging the diplomats to resign if they can't get with the program. He's dismissing the critics as career bureaucrats. Despite the protests at airports and elsewhere and criticism from lawmakers in both parties over President Trump's travel order, Trump voters in the states and counties that carried him to the White House are applauding his action. An Alabama woman says Trump is fulfilling the campaign promises to the best of his ability, and a supporter in Maryland says he's just going ahead like a locomotive. On Wall Street, the Dow by 123 points, the Nasdaq dropped 47. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
I'm Mick Dolan with your 60-second answer news update. The stock market finishes down, and Delta Airlines is still reporting delays nationwide after automation problems. Stay informed with your free Answer Orlando app. Get it in your device's app store. Tonight's lows will be in the upper 30s, but winds will die down, so the Weather Bureau has issued a frost advisory for tomorrow morning between 3 and 9. Lots of absences today at Umatilla High School after a shooting threat was scratched onto a bathroom stall over the weekend. The school says only 75 of the school's nearly 800 students showed up. There's an increased presence of law enforcement on campus today. And congratulations to Apopka resident Ricky Taylor, who won the Rolex 24 at Daytona for the Wayne Taylor Racing Team yesterday. One of Taylor's teammates, Jeff Gordon, becomes the fourth driver to win both the Rolex 24 and the Daytona 500. And NASA honored the Challenger astronauts on Saturday who were killed on takeoff January 28, 1986. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years' experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123, 877-377-8123, or visit them at myphf.com.
Patriot Home Funding Incorporated is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, number NMLS 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Dino Rentos Studios as a new sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show. At Dino Rentos Studios, they custom manufacture displays, props for events, parties, trade shows, retailers. They can make just about anything for just about anybody. That's right. DinoRentosStudios.com is the website. You spell Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Dino Rentos Studios. The phone number is 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089. Want to decorate a party for that special grandchild or child? Want to decorate a party for an office party? They can do it at Dino Rentos Studios, and they can do it within your budget. Dino Rentos Studios, that's where they make just about anything, and if they can't make it, nobody can. That's DinoRentosStudios.com, 800-704-7089.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
A little bit heavier on I-4 now, eastbound, slow at the turnpike, then heavy Cayley up to Maitland. 417 to the bridge is still slow, too. Slow and go westbound from Ivanhoe to the turnpike and heavy past 192. Beachline slowdowns between I-4 and International Drive both directions. 408, typical delays eastbound from John Young Parkway over to I-4. And a couple of crashes along Alafaya Trail, one at Corporate Boulevard, the other at McCulloch. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics. For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660 The Answer, WORL. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
All right. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We really appreciate you being out there. That's right. You got the American Adversaries. Here we are live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, 407-774-8255 is the number. Christopher Hart here. Got Abe Katzman on the other end of the line in New York City tonight. And Abe, we were just talking about this travel ban. Before we move on, you know, one of the arguments that a lot of people that supposedly have a lot of brain power are making is that, oh, here he goes, giving the terrorists another recruiting tool to drum up more business with. Seems to me that they use that excuse for just about everything that comes down the pike. I mean, and it's also dawns on me that they don't seem to need much help recruiting, right?
Our existence seems to be a recruiting tool enough.
It does, doesn't it? I mean, that pretty much sums it up. And so anything that we do, you had mentioned in the last segment that the Holocaust, and of course Friday was Holocaust Remembrance Day, and the White House has become a tradition, had issued a statement, a proclamation, I guess, and it did not mention the state of Israel or Jews specifically, and this has also created a controversy and dust up. Your thoughts on that and how it's playing out in Israel?
Yeah, this did not go over so well in Israel. Not everybody necessarily appreciates this, but the Holocaust, you know, the idea of the final solution, this was targeted at Jews. The idea of genocide was to wipe out Jews. This was what, there were a lot of other people killed, but the target of the Holocaust was the Jewish people.
Right.
And the Jewish state and Jewish organizations get, I think, rightfully bothered when that does not seem to be sufficiently appreciated. Now, I think for most people, when you're dealing with the Trump administration, you cut them slack when it comes to something like this. I think in many ways this is it's a rookie mistake. I would imagine next year they will have learned their lesson and will issue a proclamation that especially recognizes Jews. But you're talking about an administration that seems to have extremely positive leanings toward Israel and the Jewish people. This is not the same as when, for instance, if the UN would make a proclamation and leave the Jews out of the Holocaust, or if Barack Obama would have left the Jews out of the Holocaust, or the Pope has done so. That, I think, is when people, who there's already some suspicion about on at one level or another, that's really when you should rise up and say something. So Barack Obama made the correct proclamation, but gave Israel incredibly shabby treatment. Between the two of them, I'll take Trump and the bad Holocaust proclamation and the good policy. It's a no-brainer.
Finish your thought, and then I'll ask you the question.
I was going to say that the one thing that still bothers me a little bit about this is that when it was pointed out to them, you know, the Trump administration instinct is to be stubborn, to double down on everything, to don't give any points to the other side, and just keep moving forward. And sometimes that works very well. I don't think this is one of those times. They've come out and said, no, this was intentional, and we wrote it this way, and I think that Sean Spicer even criticized what he called nitpicking about this.
He did today at his press conference.
This is just the wrong tone, I think, in terms of how this does not sound good to the Jewish or Israeli ear. But you know what? So stop making it worse. Leave it alone. Move past it. I think that when Prime Minister Netanyahu comes to Washington for a big love fest in a couple of weeks, this will all be long forgotten.
And you know, he is coming. I want to get to that in just a minute, but the person who wrote this, they said, was not Donald Trump. It was a Jew himself. They didn't say who, but what would motivate a Jew not to mention what you just pointed out, which is the accurate reason why we remember the Holocaust? It's because they focused on eliminating Jews really all around the world, from Europe first, but they wanted to eliminate Jews as a race altogether from the human, you know, genome or whatever, right?
Well, I don't know who wrote it. There have been a couple of names floated. They say it may have been Jared Kushner. It may have been Stephen Miller. But I don't know. And maybe, sometimes maybe they're trying to be too clever. But I just think, look, people, even if they know this, and I think in the back of their mind, whoever wrote this knows, has certainly heard the points that we're discussing here. But okay, they're allowed to make mistakes, and that's how you learn. And for the next three, or maybe the next seven proclamations that come from the Trump administration, okay, they'll get it right. But I don't think this is really you've got to pick your battles. I know they like to battle on everything, and like I said, it's worked so far. But it just, when you're kind of on the receiving end of it, doesn't sound so good this time. So, look, I hope we move past it. It's a silly thing to make a big deal out of. There's really no upside for anybody in having any kind of feud about this, except for the left-wing Jewish organizations that are particularly critical of the Trump administration. It's the kind of thing that gives, they feed off of this sort of thing.
Right, yeah. They use it for fundraising and such. You mentioned the prime minister coming here. The date has been announced, February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. But you mentioned Love Fest. I didn't. And they are on the same page, it would seem. The prime minister, if I understand correctly, issued a statement or made a speech last week where he said, let's move the embassy, let's get it done. Certainly they seem to be on the same page with that. Just sort of fill in some of the details, if you would.
I'm sure more details will emerge, but there's, when they talk about this, they talk about their common vision between the administration and the Israeli government right now. And I don't think they're just words. The diplomats speak that way. Every state visit has words like that. But here, I think it's real. I think that when you're talking about policies, there's a great alignment of policies when it comes to attitude toward Iran, when it comes to issues of settlement policy, of the status of Jerusalem, of the stance toward the Palestinian Authority and toward Hamas and the embassy. These are some pretty key issues to have agreement on, and I think it's the contrast with what you just had for 8 years is really stark. So I think that the good vibes should be pretty evident. Maybe exactly the opposite of some of the ice that we saw between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Obama.
What you want to bet Trump won't keep him waiting or make him come in the back door?
He'll feed him.
He dang sure
He'll
will.
Get him dinner.
Yeah, or take him down to the McDonald's. Who knows? Hey, by the way, you can't go directly from Iran into Israel, can you? Is there, in essence, a permanent travel ban there?
You've got to get there first. An Iranian citizen, I don't believe, can do so, although maybe in a case where you're actually claiming political asylum, refugee status, Maybe you can. I mean, it's not simple. That's for sure.
You can't go to Tehran if you're there and buy a ticket on Tehran Airlines because they fly every day to Tel Aviv, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Look, if you have an Israeli stamp in your passport, you can't get into a number of Arab countries.
Imagine that. They have their own little ban then.
They've
right?
got their travel ban. So,
how about yeah. that? How about
yep.
that? And but all in all, you know, yes, communication snafus, but all in all, what if you would were to grade Trump on his first week, what would you give him?
Well, he gets an A for publicity.
Yeah.
I think in terms of substance, I'd knock a couple of points for what I think was a needless mistake with the Holocaust Memorial. For the week, I'll give him a B+ with an expectation that the grade is actually going to go up.
Well, that's one thing about Trump is he learns and he improves as he goes along. And, you know, they kind of hit the ground running, maybe stumbled a little bit, but I expect them to get their feet solidly under them as they move along here.
I think one other thing that's going to become evident, you're seeing some of it now. There's already an influence when it comes to Middle East policy from the Trump administration. I just noticed, nobody made a big deal about this, but the head of the UN, the new Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, who's from Portugal, made a comment that there was a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount, which ordinarily would seem pretty obvious because that's why it's called the Temple Mount.
Right.
For the UN head to say that, that's a big deal. And the Palestinian Authority has gone ballistic, and they actually said it violated all legal, diplomatic, and humanitarian customs. He also said that they're not going to push for any kind of peace process. This is really already you're seeing the Trump influence, I think, on something like the UN. And the Palestinian reaction to it is not going to score points with Trump. I mean, they've been burning posters of him in the West Bank and calling him a lunatic, burning posters of the lunatic Trump. Well, you know, when he reacted to, what was it, the former president of Mexico who made some comment about back when Trump was talking about the wall, and he's not going to pay for his effing wall or
right.
something like that.
Yeah,
and
Fox.
Trump's reaction was, the wall just got 10 feet higher.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's not going to put up with this kind of stuff from the Palestinians.
No, and yeah, it may have been, you know, a little rough as far as the visuals went over the weekend, but he certainly sent a clear message, and that is, it's no longer business as usual around here, and you better start rethinking everything.
Right, and that's important. That's really, you know, when you look at the big picture, that's what's really important here.
All right.
I think we're in the right direction.
All right. All right, Abe, will you be back in Jerusalem next week?
I will be.
Travel safely and watch out for the protesters.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. God bless you, and we'll be praying for you and Israel. Till next
Thanks,
week.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, that is Abe Katzman, excellent columnist and commentator, and you can find his work at his website, abekatzman.com. That's Katzman with an S. And, of course, we're linked up as well on our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. And don't forget, please like us on Facebook if you do. And if you don't, tell us why you don't. And we are on Facebook at American Adversaries. All right, got to take a break. Come back one more segment in this hour. Then we got, of course, another whole hour to go. And Larry Elder coming up after us at 7 o'clock. So stick around. A lot of great radio yet to go right here tonight on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. 800-282-0254.
Don't you dread that phone call? Your child has been in a traffic accident. They've been hurt. You feel helpless. Shouldn't you be able to provide your loved ones with the tools they need to protect themselves? Wouldn't it be nice if there was an app that provides a plan of action after an accident? Do you know the first thing to do after an accident? How about the 10th or the 20th? There are a lot of things you should do to protect yourself and your loved ones. Go5-5 is an app concept for drivers. It will provide the tools you need to deal with the aftermath of an accident. It could also provide medical information to first responders if necessary. To find out more and to reserve your Go5-5 protection, go to go55.com. That's G-O-F-I-5.com. Go55.com is a Kickstarter project and subject to Kickstarter terms and conditions.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Heavier on I-4 eastbound, and we've got an accident reported at 535 with a lane blocked. After that, your slow Sand Lake to the Turnpike and heavy South Trail to Maitland. Slow and go from Lake Mary to the bridge after that. Westbound brake lights from Ivanhoe to the Turnpike and heavy past 192. 417 northbound, an accident before the 408 has backups now back to Curry Ford Road. And we have crashes Lake Underhill at Dean Road and Lee Road at Edgewater. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell that I've been crying.
That's right, we couldn't tell if Chuck Schumer was crying or not. There were no tears spotted, that's for sure. But he sure put on a little act, didn't he? Oh, he was crying over the terrible mistreatment of these poor folks over the weekend who actually had to wait for a few extra hours in an airport. Like, that never, ever happens, does it? And of course, he didn't cry, as they pointed out on the Fox Business Channel this morning. He didn't cry when San Bernardino, when the terrorists killed those people out there at the Christmas party. He didn't cry over the victims killed here in Orlando in the Pulse nightclub downtown last summer. And he didn't cry, by the way, for the Iraqis, who were banned from coming into this country for 6 months under Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, but he chose to, quote-unquote, cry. I mean, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. You can say, argue that, oh, it was rolled out. It wasn't rolled out the right way. It wasn't done the right way. They miscommunicated. I understand where Abe's coming from and everything. But the bottom line is he's got the Democrats looking like a bunch of idiots. And by the way, in the meantime, he's flushing out a bunch of weak-spined Republicans. We had a caller last week, Pam, who came up with an idea about us coming up with some sort of a spine and send it to these people in Congress. I think we'll try to figure out how to do that. And the bottom line is this policy is legal. It is constitutional. It was a smart thing to do. The politics were going to be what they are, as Abe said, regardless of whether there were some people detained in an airport for a little while or not. The federal judges could not strike down the policy because they know they have no legal grounds to stand on. The best they could do is say, okay, you don't have to let them in, but we're telling you you can't send them back yet. So the bottom line is the optics of this are going to be going away tomorrow anyway, and Michael Medved pointed this out on his show, and that is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, according to the Trump White House, he is going to make his announcement for his selection for the Supreme Court. And they were trying to get Sean Spicer today, of course, to give him a hint in his press daily press briefing as to who it might be. The best that they could do was he referred to the individual and then he. So the thinking is it's a man. There are evidently three men on the short list, Hardiman, Gorsuch, and Pryor, all strong conservatives, very much in the Scalia mode. And any one of them, the conservatives are going to be extremely happy about. Liberals are going to hate it. And that's where the fight's going to move to next. Just be ready, folks, because it is going to be something new just about every day. This man is going to keep, if no other strategy exists, he's going to try to exhaust these people, right? or overstuff them. It's like feeding an animal who will eat itself to death, I suppose. And it's all, so far at least, working in his favor. As we reported earlier in the show, Reuters did a poll about this travel ban, and it's 57-33 in favor of it, with the other 10%, let's see, 57, no, that's 57-33. That's, the other 10% undecided. And so what else is new? But the bottom line is this, is it was a smart thing to do. It does send a very strong message to everyone around the world, friend and foe alike. We're going to be doing business a different way, and we're not always going to tell you ahead of time what we're going to be doing. And as Abe said, that is a good thing. So you can say what you will about the rollout, but at the end of the day, it is a good thing what happened over the weekend in terms of the implementation of this travel ban. And, you know, we're seeing the likes of Lindsey Graham and McCain and others who need to be bucked up a little bit. And we're going to have to buck them up. That's what we do. You know, we got this man in office, and we're going to have to let everybody know that we mean business. We did not elect this man because we wanted a regular run-of-the-mill politician and business as usual. We elected this man because we wanted anything but that, and that's what we're getting. And he had a number of small business leaders in the White House today and signed an executive order, which is meant to basically gut the regulations that have been overburdening us for years. He's going to do away with a lot of them, and that is also a good thing. Lost in the sauce, as it were, but not around here. We are the voice to be reckoned with. We are the titans of talk radio, the American Adversaries. Find us on Facebook, American Adversaries, our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, where you too can be a member of the American Adversaries Army. And our commanding general will be on the show tomorrow night, Colonel Danny McKnight. We'll ask him if it was a good idea to put Somalia on the travel ban. We'll see what he says.
From the Total Roof Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The White House has a stern message for State Department personnel who disagree with President Trump's travel ban.
At the State Department, a dissent cable is being drafted and signed by diplomats who say banning travel from seven Muslim-majority countries runs counter to American values. White House spokesman Sean Spicer offered this reaction.
I think that they should either get with the program or they can go.
He said if government officials oppose President Trump's policies,
then that does call into question whether or not they should continue in that post or not.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, supporters of the president are encouraged by his actions in the first days of his presidency. An Alabama woman says Mr. Trump is fulfilling his campaign promises to the best of his ability, and a supporter in Maryland says the president is just going ahead like a locomotive. The political maneuvering begins as soon as President Trump announces his choice for the nation's highest court.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has already vowed to fight any nominee outside the mainstream, and he could do that with a filibuster which would force Republicans to find 60 votes, including 8 Democrats, in order to overcome. It's important to remember that two of the frontrunners, Neil Gorsuch and Thomas Hardiman, both received widespread bipartisan support when they were confirmed to their appeals court judgeships. Gorsuch was confirmed by voice vote in 2006. Hardiman was confirmed 95-0 in 2007.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. That shooting at that Quebec City mosque left 6 people dead over the weekend. Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard says he wants to know the motive for the attack.
We know that this horror has been based on intolerance and hatred towards one specific community. It's too early to say exactly what kind of message these people, horrible message they wanted to send. I think we will know once the inquiry goes forward.
Quebec authorities have charged suspect Alexander Bissonnette with 6 counts of first-degree murder. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepard. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
And the latest answer traffic now.
I'm Mick Dolan with your 60-second answer news update. A travel ban has sparked protests at airports across the country, and 6 people are dead after a shooting at a mosque in Canada. Don't miss anything with your free Answer Orlando app in your device's app store. Tonight's lows will be in the upper 30s, but winds will die down. That means a frost advisory for tomorrow between 3 a.m. and 9 a.m. 2 suspects still on the loose after a man was shot and killed in a restaurant parking lot in Sanford over the weekend. Police are looking for Jerome LaFortune and Destiny Cardozo, who got into an argument with Samuel P. and shot and killed him. If you know anything, call Crime Line. Not many students showed up today at Umatilla High School after a shooting threat was scratched onto a bathroom stall over the weekend. There is increased presence of law enforcement on campus today, though. Disney Quest is closing July 3rd to make way for the NBA experience. Visitors will still be able to play at the classic arcade and virtual games at Disney Quest until its closure. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Dino Rentos Studios as a new sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show. At Dino Rentos Studios, they custom manufacture displays, props for events, parties, trade shows, retailers. They can make just about anything for just about anybody. That's right. DinoRentosStudios.com is the website. You spell Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S. Dino Rentos Studios. The phone number is 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089. Want to decorate a party for that special grandchild or child? Want to decorate a party for an office party? They can do it at Dino Rentos Studios, and they can do it within your budget. Dino Rentos Studios. That's where they make just about anything, and if they can't make it, nobody can. That's DinoRentosStudios.com, 800-704-7089.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
On I-4 eastbound, a slowdown Sand Lake to the Turnpike and then heavy south trail to Maitland Boulevard. Lake Mary to the bridge, also slow and go. Heavy westbound starting at Fairbanks to the 408, then south trail to the Turnpike is slow and heavy past 192. 417 northbound, a crash before the 408 has backups back to Curry Ford Road. And on the 408 eastbound, we got a crash before the 408. And another one at Rouse Road south of University with a lane blocked. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AccuWeather Forecast.
Today mostly sunny with a high near 64. It'll be clear and chilly tonight, low 40. Sunshine for tomorrow and a high 72. Clear skies tomorrow night and a low at 45. Sunshine, nice day on Wednesday with a high at 76. And then sunny on Thursday with a high near 77. I'm Steve Williams, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show with the biggest and the baddest, and that is in the good sense, opening in the business. All right, I am Christopher Hart, the philosopher, political mad scientist. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. In the studio with me now is John Barros. John, how you been these last week, couple of weeks?
I'm getting pretty excited.
I can imagine. There's been a lot of good news.
There is a lot of
concerning
good news.
What your life is focused on.
Yes,
we'll be talking about that as the show progresses here. Also in the studio once again this week is Jeff Dearborn and Karen Schwartz. And, of course, they're behind this great Kickstarter idea. Well, not the idea for Kickstarter, but a project on Kickstarter called Go55, G-O-F-I, the number 5, Go55. How you guys doing?
Great.
Good, Chris. Thanks.
Good to have you back. They're going to give us a little update and a little more information about Go55 here in just a few minutes. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Before we get rolling again, I just want to mention You know, this weekend is the Super Bowl weekend. Last night, of course, the Pro Bowl here in Orlando. Super Bowl weekend is one of the biggest party weekends of the year, if you will. And if you'd like to have some great catering, Tijuana Flats can provide it for you. And if your order is $125 or more, you'll get $25 off on it for Super Bowl weekend only. And the number for catering at Tijuana Flats is 321-430-4681. That's catering at Tijuana Flats, 321-430-4681. Or, of course, you can inquire at any Tijuana Flats that you like. And, of course, I know the Tijuana Flats all have TVs, too. So if you want to just watch the game at a Tijuana Flats, you can definitely do that. All right, if you happen to run into Rick Brown, make sure you say hello for us. We were going through the first hour of the show along with Abe Katzman, who's our Monday regular, normally comes from Jerusalem to us. Tonight he was in New York City. But we talked about this travel ban, and as I pointed out, it is absolutely legal, it is absolutely constitutional, and it is absolutely American. We banned all immigration into this country, not travel in and out, but we banned all immigration into this country from 1924 until I believe it was 1965. So we have done similar things, and there is a statute called the McCarran-Walter Act, which gives the president the discretion to do exactly what Trump did. Obama did it. Jimmy Carter did it. And nobody cried. Well, there was some protest when Jimmy Carter did it, I will say that. Similar to what we saw last night, but they went away pretty soon, as will the ones I do believe last night. And but they'll not that they're going to go away, but that they're going to have something else to protest. And that Trump's going to throw them another bone, more meat, whatever you want to call it, tomorrow night when he is said to announce his Supreme Court pick, which is sure to make John Barrows a happy man and to make all of Trump's distractors very unhappy unless they're happy while being mad. You know, some people only can be happy when they're mad. Have you ever met anybody like that? I mean, they're only feeling good about themselves when they're PO'd about something. And I think that's what a lot of these protesters, where their mind's at right now. Anyway, the ban is legal. It might be expanded. It was directed at the seven countries it was directed at because in those seven countries, there is, in essence, no law and order, no government, no way to vet anybody. And in the countries where it wasn't implemented, where perhaps you would think that it should have been, maybe Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, it might yet still be. But in fact, in those countries, there is a government and there is at least some, in the case of Afghanistan, rudimentary form of record keeping. And it's actually pretty good in Saudi Arabia. They know who lives in the kingdom and who is in the kingdom at any given time. Rick is on the line now. Rick, thank you for calling tonight. Appreciate your being out there.
Hey, guys.
Howdy.
Nice to keep hearing your show every day and always on point and on subject.
Thank you.
But anyway, let me tell you my take on the whole ban thing and the whole new sheriff in town. I've been in business for close to 40 years, always at the management level and so on. And about 20 years ago, a company out of Missouri hired me to replace the top manager. And I was going to start on a Monday. Nobody had met me yet or anything like that. And I went in the weekend before that Monday, that Saturday and Sunday. And with the help of a crew, I rearranged the furniture in the entire place. Everybody's furniture was now, if it was facing north before, now it's facing south, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I changed everything around, okay?
Yep.
Monday morning, I'm being introduced to the people. And you can only imagine, you know, the effect that had everybody's psyche, you know?
Sure.
And, you know, and that's what our president is doing. He's letting them know. He's put the whole world on notice that things are different, period.
Exactly.
It's no longer checkers by the rules, you know? He's playing checkers by his own rules.
Exactly. And
you know, it's as simple as that. I mean, you know, so and as far as it being legal, I mean, I just heard Jonathan Turley, who's one of the the top legal minds in the country say it's legal.
Absolutely.
And he's a lefty.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you know, so everybody just better just take a chill pill because, you know.
Well, most people are. Different. Most people are chilled out about it. Matter of fact, according to Reuters, 57% of the country agrees with the policy, 33% disagrees. So those are the people who are always going to disagree with.
They're going to disagree, period, no matter what. You know?
Exactly. And these protests. Right. And these protests.
As simple as that. I mean, you know, and I think I gave you a perfect example by what I did some 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
And,
you know,
and you know, the reason they brought me in was to turn things around. And I literally, physically turned things around and, you know, and got the company going in the direction where they wanted it to go.
You did.
It was as simple as that, you know, and he was brought in by us to turn things around, period.
Yeah, to change the mindset first
that's
and
it.
Foremost.
That's it. They're not playing by the same rules as the last 20 crews, you know, that were in there.
You got that right. Hey, Rick, thanks a lot. We appreciate that and appreciate that example. And because it is, it's all about changing the mindset. You change the mind and the body will follow, right? All right. And John sees that all the time. Change the mind and the heart and the body follows. All right. Speaking of bodies, did you know your body can get mangled up in a car accident? Of course, we do not want that to happen to anybody. But a lot of people think that they're never going to be in a car accident. But in fact, it can happen to anybody. And most of the time, if you're an excellent driver, it's not going to be your fault. It's going to be somebody else's fault. But the point being, you want to be prepared in any case, no matter what happens. And that's where Go55 comes in. Once again, this is a Kickstarter project, and you can go to Kickstarter.com and find Go55 and find out more about it. Jeff.
So, Chris, we came in today to talk to you about a very interesting situation. A guy we've known for quite a little while now calls us, or actually sent us an email, said, well, I don't need your app because, well, I don't believe I'm going to be involved in an accident. And I thought to myself,
only we can make those determinations for ourselves. And well, hang on, but, Al, by the way, hang on. We will get to your phone call. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jeff.
But what I found was why, you know, just all of a sudden we've been looking for why aren't we getting a lot of response from people? And here's the reason. People don't believe they're going to be in a car accident. Now, this guy actually doesn't believe he's going to cause the car accident. He thinks he's a great driver. And I'm trying to show him that, you know, hey, it's possible somebody's going to hit you. You know, that's why 1 out of 10 people
pull
in, America,
in front of you, whatever, yeah.
He hits you from the rear end.
Sure.
It works either way.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're working on that angle now. Very exciting time to see that where we might have missed getting the public information about what we're trying to do. And so this guy sends us this email, and it's just beautiful. When you see something like that happen, you go, wow, I missed the point. I got to tell people that it's not you who caused the accident, but this app is going to help you before, during, and after.
And that's the whole idea. It's, you know, most people buy car insurance because they have to buy it, right? But in fact, you buy car insurance to protect yourself in case of an accident. No fault of law here in the state of Florida means your insurance will cover you if the other guy's doesn't. So the whole point, though, is to be prepared. And in the case of an accident, the government forces you to be prepared to a certain extent. So why not take that idea a step further and prepare yourselves further? Right, Karen?
That's right. And, you know, we're not involved with any insurance company, so you have to do this on your own.
Do you guys have videos up on your website or anything people can see?
Well, yeah, of course we do. We have videos there. We have videos on the Kickstarter, and we're changing them out probably every 4 or 5 days with new ideas.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff on Facebook.
Facebook.
Our Facebook page, Goliath Fighters.
Goliath
Fighters.
Goliath Fighters on Facebook.
Right.
Go55.com on the web.
Right.
GOFI5.com on the web. And this Kickstarter project runs until?
I guess it's February 23rd. I haven't looked at that.
February, yeah, because it's they run about a month.
Right.
And
right.
So you still got time, but don't waste time and get involved in this, and let's get this snowball rolling, right?
Right. That's exactly why we came in today, was talking about that. And then we were talking to John here just a second ago, and he said, I don't need an app? And I says, what if you're unconscious? He says, got my Prudential app or whatever it was, some insurance company. I says, if you're unconscious, John, what good's it going to do you? And that's where the Go55 app is going to actually fill a void that nobody else is doing.
So I went to his web and learned the truth.
All right. You do the same, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? It can happen to you. Be prepared in any event. All right, got to take a break. Got Al on the line. When we come back, and we'll continue the conversation right here on the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Don't you dread that phone call? Your child has been in a traffic accident. They've been hurt. You feel helpless. Shouldn't you be able to provide your loved ones with the tools they need to protect themselves? Wouldn't it be nice if there was an app that provides a plan of action after an accident? Do you know the first thing to do after an accident? How about the 10th or the 20th? There are a lot of things you should do to protect yourself and your loved ones. Go55 is an app concept for drivers. It will provide the tools you need to deal with the aftermath of an accident. It could also provide medical information to first responders if necessary. To find out more and to reserve your Go55 protection, go to go55.com. That's G-O-F-I, the number 5.com. Go55.com is a Kickstarter project and subject to Kickstarter terms and conditions. Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years' experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123, 877-377-8123, or visit them at myphf.com.
Patriot Home Funding Incorporated is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, number NMLS 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
A new era has started in America, and with it, a new attitude, outlook, and feeling of purpose.
It's going to be only America first.
Can President Trump deliver on his promises from the campaign? And will the Democrats come around and get on board, or just be a roadblock? One thing's for sure, it'll be interesting, and you can follow it all right here. FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, we give you the good, the bad, and the ugly around here. All right, I am Christopher Hart, speaking of the ugly. And speaking of the good, we got John Barrows here, and I guess that leaves Nick LoCicero to be the bad. And he says, yeah, that's me. All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. And Al has been holding, so I want to take his phone call. Al, thank you for calling tonight. I appreciate that.
Hey there. I received an email today from a friend of mine, and what it was a link to a speech that Clinton made, and 1992 or three, early in his tenure there.
Right.
And what he did was he blocked a bunch of immigrants coming from the Muslim countries, and he gave a speech about it. It was pretty well everything that Trump has been saying, or the reason for doing it.
Exactly.
And protect our borders and whole nine yards.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when Clinton was president, he sounded very much like Trump on the whole immigration issue, period. But an illegal immigration issue, I should say.
But, one guy commented about this lake. He said what Trump ought to do is just play the speech by Clinton and just say, I approve. Donald Trump.
Well, Trump has been out there saying, you know, that other presidents have done this. He noted Obama, but I think you're absolutely right. They should pull that out and they should play it. And the speech that Jimmy Carter made when he implemented the ban against Iranians. And
I don't see how anybody can prevail with a judge when it's been done by.
Well, that's,
you know,
that's just it. The Supreme Court has already made decisions giving the president broad authority in this realm. He is the, you know, when it comes to foreign policy, immigration policy, and the commander in chief, that's his purview, and the courts leave it to him. And so, yeah, there is no legal ground to stand on. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love it. And I love the way he rolled it out, too. Don't tell anybody. If there's a little mix-up at the start, okay. So you had some protesters come out. They all look like a bunch of fools at the end of the day to normal-thinking people. What's wrong with that? I'm cool with it. So
yeah, I agree.
All right, Al. Thank you so much for being out there. God bless you. Appreciate that. John Barrows.
Yes, sir.
As I said earlier, tomorrow night Trump is going to announce at 8 p.m., so it's going to be covered by a lot of the cable networks will all cover it, maybe even some of the regular networks. He is going to announce his Supreme Court pick. Now, in essence, this doesn't really change the balance of the court, but nonetheless, you still want to see a good, solid conservative on the court, I would take it, right?
Yes, I mean, a literalist and someone that's pro-life.
And what John means by literalist is that is the policy that Alito practiced as a Supreme Court justice. I'm sorry, Scalia, who is being replaced. And that means you take the Constitution at its word. You don't read a bunch of stuff into it. You don't make it what they call a living document, which means the words mean nothing if you can change it at will. And as we've talked about on this show before, Roe v. Wade was not a decision based on good constitutional or any other kind of law. And so with the right balance on the court, Roe v. Wade could be repealed, rescinded. That means it would be left entirely up to the states to determine abortion policy, which, by the way, I saw Tim Kaine yesterday morning on one of the Talking Heads shows, and he was talking about Trump's ban on money going to foreign organizations, to international organizations that fund foreign abortions, and he talked about it being such a shame that they are no longer going to have what he called this family planning technology. Have you ever heard of abortions referred to as family planning technology?
No.
It's, you know, the bizarreness coming out of the left right now. It's like shooting ducks in a barrel. I mean, it's so easy to pick these guys and these gals off. I mean,
well, it's so funny. A lady named Lila Rose, I don't know if you've heard of her. It's a beautiful young lady that is, you know, fights abortion, and she has a company or whatever organization called Live Action. And just this week they put out a video. It's sad, but it's funny because it's so sad. They show all these spokespeople for Planned Parenthood standing in front of Congress and all these places saying, I'll tell you later.
hold it right there.
All right.
He's going to tell us what was said after the break. So stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Thank you so very much for being out there.
Nobody gonna be my car. It's on the rainbow speed of sound. Oh, it's a killing machine. It's got an ever.
105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Washington is the first state to take on President Trump over his temporary ban on immigration from seven countries with majority Muslim populations. State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says Mr. Trump's immigration action is un-American and unlawful. Canadian authorities have charged Quebec mosque attack suspect Alexander Bissonnette with six counts of first-degree murder. Bissonnette has also been charged with five counts of attempted murder in the shooting at the mosque in Quebec City last night. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau described the attack as a terrorist act. The White House says Iran has conducted a ballistic missile test, and the U.S. is studying the details. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said during a briefing he didn't know the exact nature of the test. Iran is the subject of U.N. Security Council resolutions prohibiting tests of ballistic missiles. More details at srnnews.com.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $218 per person. Or how about an Alaska 7-night cruise, starting at $799 per person? Or a Caribbean 7-night cruise, starting as low as $499 per person? Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Iceland is a hot destination in 2017. How about a 5-day vacation starting at $1,529 per person? Join me for our spring Come Sail Away With Me cruise on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas, starting at $860 per person. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
You've been in an accident. You're injured but can't communicate. You have medical issues. You need first responders to know. Wouldn't it be good to have a way to help first responders help you? There's a new app concept that could provide just that. You can help get this app off the ground and be among the first to benefit from it. Go55 is that app. Go55 will provide you with the tools you need to deal with the aftermath of an accident. It could also provide medical information to first responders if necessary. To get in on this and to find out more about this Kickstarter project, go to go55.com. That's G-O-F-I, 5.com. Go55 is a Kickstarter project and subject to Kickstarter terms and conditions.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The left still doesn't get it.
My name is Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd is here.
I am a feminist.
That sight is now burned into my eyes forever.
You got my heart.
We will not divide.
Say yes, we're ready.
We don't know what will happen next, but we do know you'll hear it here first. News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho?
All right, I guess if you could say anything about the Trump administration, it's going to be a lot of political mayhem. All right, I am Christopher Hart. In the studio with me is John Barros, 407-774-8255. By the way, John's website is whowillstand.net, whowillstand.net. And you can, of course, find him and follow him and like him on Facebook, John Barros. And that's two R's, John Barros on Facebook. You were beginning to tell us about, who is it again you were mentioning?
Well, her name's Lila Rose.
Lila Rose, and who is she now?
She is a pro-life fighter. I mean, she fights.
But you were saying during the break she's like an investigative journalist.
Yeah,
she does a
lot like those Planned Parenthood videos were of the baby parts.
Project Veritas.
Right, except she does things that are more just public knowledge, just to inform people about what's going on. And this video she has that she just put out this week called Planned Parenthood, and you could type in live action Planned Parenthood prenatal care and into Google, and you'll see. It shows these people from Planned Parenthood speaking to Congress and all these different governmental agencies, and they're going on and on about how we want to fight for prenatal care. We want to fight for...
It's a woman's health issue.
A woman's health issue, right.
Right.
And so she called. They called every single Planned Parenthood there is in the entire United States.
And how many of them are here in Central Florida alone?
Oh, you know, I think there's three.
Three here. Just in Central Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And,
go ahead. So she called every single one
in
the whole country.
Around the whole country. And you'll find it absolutely hilarious, actually, the answers that Planned Parenthood gives them when they're trying to seek prenatal care. But what they came to find out is that there are actually only five Planned Parenthoods in the entire United States that will even do anything about prenatal care. It's a lot like when they were saying they were doing mammograms. They even got Obama to say that they were doing mammograms. And there's not one in the United States that has
a mammogram machine. Right.
So these people are just out and out liars, and they're getting caught in those lies. And I think especially at this time when everything's getting turned around, that, you know, it's very important that these kind of things get out there.
Well, you know, Trump has said that he would defund Planned Parenthood as long as the money was going to provide abortions. And certainly this is, evidence that would show that that's what all the money goes to, wherever they get it.
Right.
And by the way, they get about 70% of it from private sources. They get 30% of it approximately from the federal government through the states. And a number of states have tried to defund with some limited success, with many courts stepping in the way. But certainly it could be done from the federal level. And what with Donald Trump, putting his pen to work, he may, with an executive order, decide to defund Planned Parenthood. And
I heard a funny thing, and I don't like taking things out that I can't find a little more facts in. But yesterday I was at church, and out by the coffee pots, I was speaking to some friends, and then a lady came up with a Caribbean accent, and she said she was from, I forget what the
island
the government, which island nation it was.
Okay.
But she told us that her friends were who I was talking to. And she was actually here. She was stopped here because she loves R.C. Sproul and she wanted to come to my church. And so she stopped here, and then she was going to Washington, D.C., because supposedly President Trump has called for a presidential prayer meeting on Thursday, and that she said that he was going to sign an executive order to defund Planned Parenthood. Now, I haven't heard that on any news agencies or anything like that, but this lady is, according to all of my friends that are there, is very reputable. She's even an attorney in England. I mean, she tries cases there and stuff. But anyway, that's just out there. It's just, I don't know. It'll be interesting. I'm waiting to see what happens Thursday. But if that happens, boy, this TV news is going to blow up, I think.
It's what I'm saying, man. He's going to exhaust them. And tomorrow night, he's making this announcement for the Supreme Court. It would seem that you know, it would follow suit that you know, going to be setting the tone for the debate the rest of the week. I mean, this ban is going to be a side note, if you will, now to the Supreme Court justice debate. It'll be included in it, but it'll be a side note now to it once he makes that pick. Because all the Democrats are going to be, you know, focusing their ire and their anger at that Supreme Court justice, because that's where they think they can actually beat Trump. They think they can, you know, hold that justice up or perhaps filibuster it. We'll see. We'll see if Mitch McConnell has a spine and decides to call the Democrats bluff. And then it would follow suit that he would, after making a Supreme Court justice pick, very conservative, put the Roe v. Wade decision on the front burner, that he would follow that up with a ban on funding for Planned Parenthood.
And a prayer meeting. It's pretty, if this all unfolds like that, that is pretty impressive. I don't think anybody would have expected something like this.
Well, I think what we can expect from the Trump administration is a lot of, if you will, flair for the dramatic, for lack of a better way to describe it, that it's going to be dramatic, and it's going to be most likely controversial, and it's going to be decisive, and it's going to be something that changes things pretty dramatically. Mm-hmm. And I think that get used to it, because we're going to see a lot more of it. And I think that it's what we need. This country, we've gotten, I hate to say it, but a lot of us have gotten lazy. A lot of us have gotten complacent and let the children run, let the inmates run the asylum or whatever you want to call it, right? And it's time that the adults take over again. And that means that the children are going to throw temper tantrums and stomp their feet and hold their breaths till they turn blue in the face. But just going to have to put up with it to make things right. And they're going to have to learn that doing that type of behavior, is not going to get them what they want. They're going to have to act like adults if they want to go somewhere.
Yep.
All right. Now,
this Supreme Court thing, though, I sure am nervous about that, because it's not like we haven't had Supreme Court justices that we thought were going to be conservative and go in certain conservative ways that didn't. So I really wish there would just be a law that would just outlaw abortion. But I hope they do everything they can to get this stuff straight.
Well, what they need to do to start with is to make the Roe v. Wade decision right.
Right.
And that is to say, nullify it, because it is not based on any kind of real law.
Right.
It was just concocted out of the blue.
Right.
What's been happening downtown since we saw you last?
Well, there's some great things God's been doing, but I want to stick along the lines of the, like, what would be like political or the change of culture kind of a thing that's been going on down there in the last couple of weeks. It's something I've seen it happen a couple of times now, but it happened again last week. I encourage people, and I post on my Facebook page, who the people are that do the other things around that clinic, like the people that pick up the dead babies. I mean, nobody really thinks about that. You don't think about that. But I posted, I've actually had guys quit and repent, and literally in tears after doing it, that they were so convicted, like as if they began to feel like they were one of the guys in charge of the gas things at Auschwitz, and it really got him. It really affected him over time, and it's always gone good. It's always gone well with all the ones over the years that I've dealt with. And then this week, and I'll put out their name, ProMed had been picking up the babies for quite some time, years, and this guy's, I wasn't hard on him personally all the time, but whenever they would pull up front, I would use that. You don't want to waste any opportunities to explain what's really going on in this to the parents that are in there. So I would use them and use that to do it. Well, today or last week, he pulled up, and this is so important to people that I think that do anything, fight for anything. He pulled up and he said, "John," he said, "I quit. We quit. This is my boss." He goes, "We're not doing this anymore. We quit here. They're angry at us. They don't want to. We're not doing it anymore." And then he went on to say how I'd put up on my Facebook page for people to call them and tell them, you know, to quit. Don't do this anymore. And they were just about to call it quits anyway when a doctor down the street from us called them and said, "You're not picking up the dead babies over at OWC, are you?" And that was it. They stopped right then on the spot. But he came by and thanked us all for being there, thanked us for warning him, and they're not doing that anymore. So now we got a new one, so now we got to go after them. But there's been three in the time that I've been there that have actually repented and quit. I mean, literally prayed on that sidewalk. One of them was prayed with the box of dead babies, me and a lady named Beth Goble, and him holding hands over those with tears pouring down his face, and him repenting and doing that, and wanting to commit his life to Christ. It's pretty amazing that way. And then also last week, had a police officer, had a day where we had three police officers come out, all in one day at different times. And I said, one of them I knew, you know, through the years I know these guys, and I said, "I don't know why anybody would call you. What have we done that would get anybody upset?" He comes in, he comes out, goes, "I don't know. Nobody's got anything. They just called." And so another guy, he leaves, and he told me about that he just had to have his bicep back sewn on and all, and so I was going to pray for him. And the police officer? Yeah, and then like another 2 hours later, this other undercover guy comes in a pickup truck, and he goes in. When he's coming out, I said, "Sir, if you know anybody in there, you know, you need to look these guys up." He goes, "John, knock it off. I'm an undercover detective." I go, what's going on? What's going on here? And he says, "Nobody knows." He says, "But they're calling, and they're traumatized, and they don't know why." And it was just so amazing that the Spirit of God had moved. It was moving on those people. And we had some come out and choose life and all of that. But the police officers, one of them told me, said, "Isn't it amazing?" They said, I can already see the change in people in regards to what you do, their thoughts, what we see out on the street and what we hear around." He goes, "These are going to be good days for you." I said, "I really think they are, sir."
What was he referring to as the change?
Just people's mental. I firmly believe that most people are like sheep. They're looking to be led. They have a leader now. Before, it was like a quagmire kind of thing. It's like the book of Judges. Everybody did whatever was right in their own eyes.
Right.
And now there's somebody that's laying down concrete ways of thinking, and I think people are getting on board. The ones that aren't are sure they're fighting and fighting and fighting, but I'm meeting a lot of people that were absolutely pro-abortion that are rethinking it all.
And this police officer told you this sort of out of the blue?
Yes.
That he's
seen. You don't understand. I know these guys.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I've been there so long.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he's seen this in his...
That's what he told me. He is seeing this already in... just wherever he is, and they talk about those kind of things. And face it, this clinic is a burr in their butt, because every time somebody calls the police, they got to come out there,
right?
And they don't like coming out. They have real crimes to take care of,
right? And Okay. All right. That's pretty amazing stuff.
It is.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I am amazed. I should say that. By the way, John is every day. This is Sunday through Friday down on Lucerne Terrace. Downtown, 1103, just south of the City Hall area down there. And he likes his coffee large, Dunkin' Donuts, cream only.
All right. I'm still waiting for Chris to bring me one.
All right. Point well taken.
Aubrey has.
I like the hat you're wearing.
Yes, sir.
All right. Welcome. We'll be back after this short break. You are listening to the American Adversaries. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, please, American Adversaries on Facebook. And double check us. Got new stuff going up all the time. So check us in the morning and check us in the evening. And check us out after this short break.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Support Legal Immigrants for America today as we promote legal immigration all across the USA. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Buy our book, The Bible and Immigration, at golifa.com. That's golifa.com. Support Legal Immigrants for America today at golifa.com and help us impact Congress, the White House, and the nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Dino Rentos Studios as a new sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show. At Dino Rentos Studios, they custom manufacture displays, props for events, parties, trade shows, retailers. They can make just about anything for just about anybody. That's right. DinoRentosStudios.com is the website. You spell Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S. Dino Rentos Studios. The phone number is 800-704-7089. 800-704-7089. Want to decorate a party for that special grandchild or child? Want to decorate a party for an office party? They can do it at Dino Rentos Studios, and they can do it within your budget. Dino Rentos Studios. That's where they make just about anything. And if they can't make it, nobody can. That's DinoRentosStudios.com, 800-704-7089.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. And John and I were just talking to the break. You got to tell the folks what you just told me. He was telling us earlier about how he would talk to these guys who would come by to pick up the dead babies, the potty parts, and how a number of them have repented, have gone, have quit. The latest that was the guy came by with the owner.
Well, I don't know if it's the owner or it's his boss.
His boss, but, anyway. Whatever. But then there was this, you said there was this one guy that you guys would like yell at each other all the time when he would come by.
Yeah, well, he would threaten my life all the time. He would
right.
say, I'm going to blow your blankety blank, you know, whatever.
And you said he was a big guy anyway.
Yeah, he's like 6'4", angry every time he'd pull up.
And your response?
And my response was, you're not going to do anything. Because
you're a big coward.
You're a big coward. What do you do for a living? You go around driving around picking up dead baby parts. I go, what are you going to do?
And so this went on for a while.
Yeah, this went on for months.
Months.
And every week.
And then,
but he would always be the one attacking. But he would be angrier and angrier every time before he even got there. And then finally one day, I see this big old truck lifted way high with big old monster tires.
Monster truck.
Well, almost like a monster truck. And he's flying down the Lucerne Terrace, a brick road where it's doctor's offices. And he locks up the truck and
comes to a
screeching halt, jumps out of the door, heads over to me. I go, you're still a coward, man. Because I knew he was going to come over and rip me apart.
Right.
And he comes over and he goes, no, man. No, man. I just want to say I'm sorry. I quit. I can't do this anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. And it was just... It's just so incredible what God does.
And he wanted to get you to quit praying against him.
Yeah, he said, you got to quit praying against me. I go, I'm not praying against you. I've been praying for you. And a lot of times that's not comfortable.
It's just amazing what goes on down there, though.
It's like a whole industry. You don't see it. If you drive by, you see a little brick building.
Yeah, but the presence of God there. That shows up, that manifests in these different ways. Like the day when the cops kept getting called, and the people inside, you said that the cops would come out and say they're all upset, they're all traumatized, but don't know why.
I said, what did I do? What are they accusing me of? And they, nothing. And I said, well, why are you here? I said, I don't know. They called, they said that they're upset, the people are upset, so they came and... But there was nothing they said that we did. It was really unusual.
That is the spirit of Jesus. That's the spirit of Jesus Christ. That's the spirit of God at work. There's no question about it. You can't attribute that to anything else.
No people have power to do that kind of thing. And, you know, it goes back to the little things, too. Like today, a young man and a young lady were there, and they were actually there yesterday, too. I was there yesterday morning, and the girl got mad. She got upset and left. But then they showed back up today, and I was trying to speak to them, and especially to the guy, because he was very young. They're both raised in the church. Their parents don't know that she was pregnant.
Right.
And the guy comes up, and he's saying, you know, she's the boss. And I said, man, you can't let her be the boss. This is your son. I mean, you got to give it everything you got. I know that legally there's nothing you can do, but you got to get in there and fight. And he was just a really nice guy that just, and Karen, that's been working with me a lot lately, spent a lot of time on him too. In fact, a lot of time on him. And he said, all right, I'm going to go see what I can do. I'm going to go see what I can try to do to get her out. So we said, okay, we'll pray for you. And then, about an hour later, they came out and they just couldn't do it. Even one of the workers came out and said, John, did you get to meet? I won't say her name on the radio, but
right.
I said, yes, we sure did. We'll take care of her. But God works in these small little ways like that. But he also works in these weird, big old things. He's just in all of it.
He is indeed.
He's in all of it.
To sum it up, that's the lesson that we learn here, is that God is alive in our lives and active and begging us, you know, to look toward him for answers and for guidance
and
for strength and courage and wisdom. Exactly. Trust him with everything. You got it. That's fascinating stuff. Once again, John Barros on Facebook. That's two R's. And whowillstand.net is his website. And once again, he stands 6 days a week downtown Lucerne Terrace and Dunkin' Donuts coffee, large.
Cream only.
And do please stop by and give him a shout out and a pat on the back. And he came in today wearing his jacket, so he's going to be out there tomorrow morning. We're going to be a little chilly, but he'll be out there. And God will be right there, too. That's great. That's great stuff,
yes,
John.
Sir.
All right, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight. Don't forget, Larry Elder comes up next tomorrow night. Colonel Danny McKnight is going to be on the show with us, and we got a big week all lined up for you. And we anticipate tomorrow night, right after the show, Donald Trump to announce his Supreme Court choice. So we'll be talking about that as the week goes along. And, of course, Mike McBath will have another contest for our Thursday contest night as well.
You got Colonel McKnight in tomorrow night?
Yeah.
You mean our national treasure?
Yeah, that's the same.
Colonel? Can't be the colonel that I see on Black Hawk Down, could it be?
He'd be the one.
He cannot be my cheerleader at the spaghetti eating contest, could it?
He was your biggest cheerleader. It would indeed be Colonel Danny McKnight, Commander-in-Chief of our American Adversaries Army. That's going to do it for tonight. God bless you, John.
You too, sir.
And night, everybody.